as yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Morning, listeners. Were you aware that it's Valentine's Day? I wasn't. Are you in the same boat as me? It's time to lie our way out of trouble.
Your questions for Beck Hewitt.
Oh, we're doing that today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe John Howard's got some. He's joining us live to discuss Obamagate and launch his new band, Obamarama. He's building bridges today, people. Online dating disasters. What's Mercedes Corby done now?
Yeah, okay. John, ex-flatmate. Think you're so big. Got your column. Think you're good. Well, let's see, Johnny boy.
We'll be knocking that bloke down a few pegs today.
Yeah.
Restoring the Peter Brock death car. Is it in poor taste? And George McEncrow from our Brisbane office joins us. She'll be telling us what's going on up north, who's underwater, who's not. It's all coming up on Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
He has no pants, but he is all class.
Thank you.
That's Rob Thomas, Lonely No More. Good morning, everybody. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. I'd be Tony Martin. That'd be Ed Cavalli.
Hello there.
Richard Marsden's on board.
Yeah.
G'day. Pushing buttons
job.
Like nobody's business. It's Valentine's Day. I only just found this out.
You genuinely didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Is it an event, though, at your place?
Not really.
Does the dog get dressed up as Cupid and, you know, come in with chockies in its mouth or something?
It may tonight.
Oh.
We're going to need excuses of how you got out of Valentine's Day. Not what I normally say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do it on a different day in New Zealand. Oh, like what day then? Oh, 6 months from now. And then 6 months from now, she's forgotten.
Really?
That's appalling.
Great way to, you know, you showed her.
Yeah, love is alive. But, you know, maybe Carl Stefanovic can help. He was giving out love tips.
I didn't see it.
Valentine's Day pickup line.
Oh, gosh.
Slightly robotically.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
Your father must have been a thief because he stole the stars out of the sky and put them in your eyes.
Oh, could that work?
Wow.
Does not compute.
Often they've got some sort of machine that gets rid of the robot noises when it goes out on the telly.
Yeah, they do a filter.
But it's ungated on this program.
Yeah, we get the direct feed.
Telly last night, did you watch the Today Tonight Corby bombshells?
Tony, yes.
Wow.
First time I've ever watched a whole episode of Today Tonight, and I picked a doozy.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What did you make of it all?
Teeth, noses.
Yes.
The lady that hosts Today Tonight, the new Naomi.
Yeah.
Not quite Naomi.
Yeah.
She can speak at a rate of knots.
Yeah, Anna Corrin, she's great.
Anna Corrin, is that her name?
Yeah, she does some good work.
She can belt it out. Where was she before she did this?
Floating around. She did one of those smart kids programs briefly.
What, but behind the news?
A couple of years ago.
They were always about echidnas. Pretty much every day in my primary school, we had to watch a show about an echidna. and so now, all right, anyway, so yes, I did see it.
Yeah, teeth and noses, I think, was the key.
Yeah.
I can't remember much else. The bombshell was just that I think Jodie Powers' mum was given some gear to deliver. Nobody seemed too surprised. They kept flashing to that shot of Mercedes
Isn't
on the
wonderful?
Bong.
Isn't it wonderful?
I'm surprised because it's only the front bit, and you're going, she could have pulled it off as a wind instrument. Taking a didgeridoo lesson. I love how, there's no mirror. And then you go, but what about this photo? Oh, that was when I was 17.
Yeah.
I only took a couple of puffs. And you go, isn't it great that there was a photographer on hand to preserve the memory of few puffs? But, you know, Jodie Powers' mum was spun bloody gold. She was feisty and fun. Have a listen to her.
Now, Mercedes Corby has volunteered to sit a lie detector test. What do you make of that?
Bring it on, Mercedes, because you won't pass. You wouldn't know how to lie straight in bed. Don't know if you want to print that, Anna.
Wow.
Okay. Does Anna have a magazine I don't know about?
It's an electronic medium.
Oh, right.
It's great. We got any more of her?
My daughter does not lie, and I am absolutely appalled at the fact that Mercedes Corby had the cheek to get on TV and say the things she said this morning. That's what got me very upset. Out of everyone in my entire family, Jodie is the most honest person there is.
She doesn't say much for the rest.
You, perhaps?
They're being ranked now. You're going, isn't that the woman that, just 5 minutes earlier, failed the lie detector test?
Yeah, big time as well.
But I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of Jodie Powers. No. She'd clip you around the ear, that woman.
Yeah, with a wrench.
With a wrench, you say?
So is that it? Is Mercedes guilty now? Is it trial by Today Tonight? Is that legally binding now?
We're all done.
Is that right?
That's it.
She's
tied
off.
Up in a pretty package.
Done. Yeah.
Is there more bombshells? How long are they going to stretch this thing?
I know. It's amazing.
Well,
it's
who's left?
Opera.
Hang on a sec. Who's left?
Oh.
Mercedes?
Yeah.
She says she didn't do it.
There's other Corbys they can get to.
He's there.
There was a brother. The brother was also on the news.
Is Bam Bang? Have they tracked down that guy?
Oh, yeah, Bam Bang wasn't on there.
Get in the mix.
They had one of those guys, the one legal advisor.
Yeah, he had some. Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe shouldn't talk about what he said.
Yeah.
Too many allegedly.
Yeah, a lot of allegedlys there.
Was there a Gold Coast developer involved?
Really? Gold Coast real estate guy?
There was a Gold Coast entrepreneur at some stage.
What was his involvement?
He was in the play, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah.
I love how tonight Anna Corrin goes, we are going to be getting the comments of Jodie Powers, and we're going to be subjecting them to a lie detection process.
What's that?
I don't know. So she's not going to be wired up to a lie detector. They've got some new process they can put it through.
Even better.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Put it on the rich list.
You just filter it through ad breaks, you know, and sizzle for a next comment.
Okay, I feel like we're getting into trouble. Let's move on to something less controversial. Mm. Or more controversial, the Peter Brock death car plan.
Oh, what?
Is that a good idea? Plans to rebuild Peter Brock's fatal race car have stalled. The violent backlash to the project has prompted its architect to reconsider. Car collector Peter Champion was surprised at the reaction from Brock fans and family, who called it macabre. Mm. He thought Brock would want the Daytona memorialised. Now, is it a good idea? If you're going along, kiddies are going along to some kind of Peter Brock museum, you'd want to see...
Which is going to be great.
But you'd want to see the car that he won a race in.
Yeah.
That is weird, isn't it? Is it wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's this bloke calling next? Hello, is that Vic Morrow's wife? You remember that helicopter that decapitated your husband? Yeah, put it back together. Would you like me to bring it around? It looks great. Fully restored. Blades are turning again. Hello? Ungrateful cow.
Oh.
I better call Yoko Ono until I've fixed up that gun. Hey, it's Midnight Oil Dream World here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. It's Valentine's Day. Want to hear another Valentine's message from Carl Stefanovic?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too. Love, Muffin Richard.
Oh, Richard, what's going on?
Wow,
hang on.
That is certainly exciting. It's nice that he personalised it for me.
Love, Muffin.
You know it. Sure. Toasted.
Nicely cracked there, Richard. You've been getting calls. We were doing the thing, was it yesterday? We were talking about new listener events.
Yeah.
And Richard's one, I thought was especially poor. It was a homing pigeon race.
Yeah.
And he's claiming that there's heaps of people calling up in support of that idea.
Yeah, a torrent of correspondence.
Yeah. What do you got?
We've got something from Jade Sheldrick.
Yeah.
He said about your pigeon racing idea, with or without bets for charity, maybe a charity involvement.
Yeah. I like the bets, don't like the charity bit.
Well, it's good for the emotional bank account of the show.
Why is Jade Sheldrick?
Do we have an emotional bank account?
Yeah. If you wish to hold a race, he can help us out there.
How? What's he going to provide? Airspace?
Well, we can contact him via mobile. Surely.
Why is Jay Sheldrick emailing from your address downstairs? Look at that.
Oh, is that right?
That is shonky.
Excuse me, hang on. No. What's he going
to
provide?
Well, I dare say pigeons and cages and, you know, ways to make it
Sheldrick,
happen.
If you can provide pigeons and a book, you know, like for charity and stuff, you're on.
Yeah.
If not... Don't want to know about it.
How is this good radio, though? What does a pigeon race sound like on the radio?
I have no idea.
There'd be a bit of... and then nothing for ages. And then a bit more... I would have thought.
Case closed.
Okay.
Done.
Pencil that in.
Done.
Okay, I'll put aside that interview with the Prime Minister we were going to do. Oh, he's on the line. Is he on the line?
He's on the line.
The actual Prime Minister.
Mm.
Going to have a powwow.
Mm.
Mr Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tony, and let me say it's great to finally be here in person instead of that ridiculous impression you normally use.
Yeah, sorry about that. You really seem to have stirred up some trouble this week with your comments about the war in Iraq.
Yes, look, there was nothing offensive intended in my comments about Barack Obama, who I don't think there's anything remiss in a fellow coalition partner commenting about the situation in Iraq.
Yes, who are the other members of that coalition again?
Well, there's the British, of course.
And who else?
Well, I think Alaska is behind us.
Well, that's just one of the United States, surely.
Yeah, but it's not actually touching the others. Hawaii are on board.
Prime Minister, are you suggesting that if Barack Obama were to be elected and withdrew US troops from Iraq, you'd be willing to retain an Australian contingent?
Well, that's a hypothetical scenario, but certainly there are unique Australian programs that would benefit the Iraqi people.
Such as?
A tidy town scheme,
right,
properly implemented and enforced, wouldn't go astray.
Uh-huh,
perhaps
yep,
a few days of total fire ban could be introduced into the Iraqi calendar.
Maybe.
Regular visits by John Farnham could be beneficial.
Yeah.
Statues of Don Bradman on every bombed-out corner to inspire the population to rebuild.
Yep, sure.
You know, a few less mosques, a few more Bunnings warehouses would be a step in the right direction. The Iraqi people need to learn to assimilate to the ways of their occupiers.
Excuse me, Tom.
Yes?
Yeah, if I could cut in. If you're doing John Howard's voice,
yeah,
how is this working? Because you're here live.
Well, obviously, my bits are pre-recorded.
Right, but hang on, are you following a script?
Of course he will. Alan Jones has been flying the flag for him for some time.
Mr. Howard, we seem to have got out of sync here.
Dozens, apparently, Tony, according to Tony Abbott, if you'll pardon the expression.
Ed, you've thrown us out of sync.
Sorry, Tony.
Of course I've never tried down-blousing from the upper house, Richard. What an absurd suggestion.
No, of course not, Prime Minister. Guys, I think I can get this back on track.
Yes.
Really?
Mr. Howard, if we could cross now to Kevin Rudd, who has this to say to Tony.
If the Prime Minister wants to be hairy-chested about this matter, Tony, then perhaps he'd like to explain to the electorate why he's been dragging the chain.
Yes. An unclear point well made.
Sorry, are we back on script again?
Yes, Mr. Howard.
You sounded like Cavalli f***ed it up for a second there.
I'm sorry, Prime Minister. We can't condone that sort of language.
What, can't I say f***? But how are you f***ing beeping this if it's f***ing live?
No f***ing idea.
Hang on, I am actually live.
I was recorded last week.
If the Prime Minister wants to be hairy-chested about whether we're live or not, get f***ed, Rudd.
Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Here's f***ing Hinder. There you go. You make it hard to be faithful, a perfect song for Valentine's Day. Hinder, here at Get This.
What kind of message is that song?
I don't know, but...
pushing out, you know what I mean?
Our very good friend, the Bear.
Yeah, ooh, the Bear.
He's watching us through the glass, and he's taken footage on his phone of you playing air guitar.
It wasn't air guitar, it was a blind chord guitar.
Yeah, he's forwarding that footage to the music department.
Whatevs.
Sorry about that John Howard thing before.
Mm-hmm.
That was very confusing. In fact, it was...
pure humbug.
I couldn't follow it. My head was hurting by the end.
Pure humbug.
Let's get this. Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli, Richard Marsden pushing buttons. We've had so many calls about your flatmate. People enjoyed him on the show last year. This is a bloke Ed was living with. Very keen to sing Nick Lachey songs on the radio whenever possible.
He wants to do Hinder, he told me.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's he living now?
He lives, I didn't realise this, but he lives about two streets up from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in another place.
Right.
And he says that he likes his new flatmates, but they're not as fun as living with me.
Oh, okay.
And that's true, because it was really fun us living together with the boozer, third party.
What I like is you're getting material about him for the show.
Mm.
And then I didn't realise he had a column in a Melbourne newspaper, and he's now using...
He's had a go. Basically,
what did he say about it?
Well, okay, so he's got a column each week where he can just have a rant.
Right.
He thinks, and you have to understand that he thinks he's good,
right?
So, in his little car, in his little Ford, maroon Ford Festiva, chock full of out of date aero bars in the back, because he used to be a Nestle rep and he's off time, he's decided, right? Because he's decided that he's going to talk about, oh, Valentine's Day, how, you know, there's. He can't get a date, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, isn't life terrible? Well, like, saps are going to watch the latest Hugh Grant rom-com on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right.
Because I had mentioned that perhaps I may be going to do that.
Okay.
So now he thinks it's okay to just print what he likes.
All right. So what has he said, though? What was
he was saying that losers, he was looking down on people.
But he didn't name you.
No.
Whereas you name him pretty much every day on the show.
But I know what he was getting at.
Oh, right.
I brought it up with him and he went, yeah. So he thinks he's clever.
Okay.
Now, listen, the thing you need to know about him is the front light from his Ford Fest, his sister's Ford Festiva, had fallen off.
Yeah, okay.
And I blue tacked it back on. I got a lot of blue tack from the station, stole it, and I put it back on. And I haven't seen him for a couple of months because I've been away. I saw him yesterday and it was still there. And I said, hey, the blue tack's looking good. And he said, yeah, I've been taking credit.
Okay.
Nasty.
It sounds to me like...
What is that? It's my idea. All right. And now, and just to make things worse, he's been dating a life coach.
Yeah, that's right.
And to get out of Valentine's Day, you know what he said?
What?
He's pretending he's in London.
Oh, this is good. We've already got a couple of getting out of Valentine's Day excuses already, and we haven't gone to Talkback Mountain yet. How is he able to pull that off?
just doesn't answer his phone. Calls back a few days later. Oh, I was in London.
Is this the same woman? And this is like quite a perceptive psychologist, I'm assuming.
Let's not get too far into it. A life coach.
But this is the woman he picked up by saying, you remind me of an actress. And then he's made up a name.
He's made up a name.
And then she's got onto the internet and found out there is no such actress.
And he's had to pretend that he didn't know how to spell it.
Right.
This is the kind of person you're reading in the newspaper. So you can choose, you can choose who to believe. Right. The insane rantings, of a bitter individual, car full of used aero bars, mind you. Yeah. Up to, and when you get into his car.
Used?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, what does that mean?
By who?
And how? For what?
When you get into his car, you're up to your neck in old towels that he refuses to wash. Copies of the Herald Sun from 71, and he thinks just because he's got a typewriter or whatever he uses, a word processor, that he can say what he likes.
Are you perhaps not getting enough material off your new flatmates? Is that what this is about?
Maybe.
You're living with three women. It sounds like a dream scenario for you.
No. They're lovely, but they just, they don't do things like that.
They don't do enough stupid things to make your job easier.
Yeah.
Well, what have you done? Have you just poked them with a stick?
Last night I was bored.
Yes.
And they were all watching Heroes, which is just awful.
It's very popular.
It's No Retreat, No Surrender, the 90s action film.
I haven't seen it.
Set today.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
All right.
Anyway,
I heard it was the X-Men combined with the OC.
If nothing happened, there were no jokes. And it's lots of kind of cartoon bad guys running upstairs wondering where they might be. Anyway, so they were all watching that. I was bored out of my mind. So I walked up to one of them and I said, am I going to get in trouble for saying a word here, though?
It depends. I mean, it's all, really what the word is would be the first criteria, I think.
I walked up to the one and I was very bored and I said, hey, Kat, how much would it cost for you to change your last name to retard?
Okay, that's not offensive.
Is that okay?
Well, it's an actual word. It depends on what context you use it.
Yeah. And I said that you have to pronounce it that way and you can't change it again.
Mm.
And I was hoping for a discussion.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me and said, why would I do that? Mm. I asked John the next day and he said $100 and I had to talk him up to $1,000.
See what this is like.
This is what I need.
This is like the scene in Annie Hall.
Ah.
When the lobsters are down behind the fridge and they're joking around and then he gets another girlfriend and she's going, why are the lobsters behind your fridge? And the chemistry's gone.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So your flatmates didn't find the retard joke funny.
No.
They're not good enough.
I wanted a discussion about how much it would cost. And then I wanted them to start talking about, I said, you're not allowed to explain it to people when you tell them your last name as well.
Yeah, right.
And you have to look shocked when they start laughing.
I think we're going to restore order and taste on this program.
You brought it up.
Did I?
You were the one that wanted me to talk about him. He thinks he's so good now. He'll be cruising around in his sister's Festiva, lording it up about, how they're talking about me on the radio.
With my used aero bars and sweaty towels. Okay, I think we can come up with a more romantic scenario for Valentine's
Day.
We'll give it a crack next.
Get this.
Experiencing an unusually high number of encounters with dangerous reptiles.
Brought to you by Nick from Templestowe.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Has John, your ex-flatmate, called in yet, Ed?
He doesn't have a phone. He's got no credit on his phone. I know that for a fact.
He's got to wait till his column comes out for a rebuttal.
Yeah, he does.
So revenge is best served
cold.
Thinks
he's good.
Okay. We've had a lot of sunburned people calling in, declaring empathy with myself.
Mm.
Severely sunburned on the weekend by going outside for less than 30 seconds. Can happen. And someone here, Philip Taylor, is dobbing in a nerd. We were doing that the other day. And he says, one of my friends went to the Grand Prix face-painted, forgot to put sunblock on the rest of his face, and had the logo of a certain Formula One team burnt into his face for a month and a half.
That is great.
But surely you could get some paid sponsorship for that.
That is really good. Because the temptation is to always, when your friends say, could you put some sunscreen on my back, is to write something.
Yeah, right. What have you...
Oh, I've never had the guts.
All right.
But it'd be great.
Not retard?
Oh...
Okay, we won't use that word again today. I think there might be some trouble. Phil Taylor, can I sponsor your show now?
No.
What's he doing for us? Is there any contra deal with Phil?
He's given us the story about the sunburn guy. That's all you have to do.
That's plenty of contra.
That's all that's required. What are you going to play today? Hey, I'll tell you what I'll hand you today, Ed. I'll hand you this Ganga Jang CD. See if you can play that.
2, 3, 4.
And that's Gangajang. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. And it's Valentine's Day, we're told.
There we are.
So it's an especially romantic Talkback Mountain today.
You a romance guy, Tone?
Oh, non-stop. You heard me play Hinder earlier.
Trying to give the wife a message, are you?
I did.
It's an ex you've got your eye on.
I didn't know that it was Valentine's Day.
So it's not a big deal at your house?
Not really, no. We're too busy. Busy doing things. There's always time for romance, clearly. But confining it to one day, I don't know about that. Yes, this is the way I'm going to be trying to talk myself out of trouble tonight.
Oh dear. Go and do something. Get yourself an outfit. Get a sailor's outfit and dress up. Give her a surprise. Yeah? All aboard the SS Martin.
I can't believe I didn't have it flagged in the diary. I had, 24's on tonight. I had that written down. Yeah. Extras is on tonight.
How good?
9 o'clock
midnight?
On the...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Out of sync?
The ABC obviously don't know that it's a good show. They're putting on at a decent time and telling you about it.
Yeah.
Okay, we need excuses. Okay, how do you get out of Valentine's
Day
friend.
Trouble? Got a friend. Let's call him... Knowlesy.
Yeah. I know.
Pete. Never mind. He met someone, and they met at the party, and then they saw each other again. And he said, and this was recently.
Right.
And I said, oh, so how's it going? He goes, no, I can't see her again till after Wednesday. The one we were trying to avoid the Valentine's Day thing.
Oh, okay. So he had to buy a present. That's very similar to what a friend of mine did as well for Valentine's Day.
Which is?
Because he knew that this girl liked him and he liked her. This is back in the uni days.
Oh, yeah.
And, he wanted to ask her out then and there, but he decided he had to wait 2 months for Valentine's Day to be over because he was that tight with his money.
Did she move on? The sociology professor or something?
Luckily, she stuck around.
That is beautiful.
I know, that's
and
so
And what low, did you... It? Sorry, so the friend, what did he end up doing?
He asked her out after Valentine's
it's
Day.
You, isn't it, Richard? No,
what are you going to do for
very
Valentine's
unsuccessful.
What are you going to do?
I've got nothing.
Well, a
bathtub full of rose petals and me naked in it.
Hey!
A la American Beauty, obviously. Isn't that what you're doing? Isn't
photos
that what every guy does?
On the website tonight.
That'd be great. Imagine coming home and Marsland's in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Up to his you-know-whats in rose petals.
So that's what you're going to do.
For a little potpourri, a little Marsland potpourri.
Hot and heavy.
See, all I'll have to do is make sure I tape EastEnders, and I'm out of trouble. Out of trouble. What about a rom-com? You were talking about rom-coms earlier.
Yeah,
I know it's sort of midweek. It's not quite right, but would people be getting out and renting?
I think so. They'll either go and see a new Hugh Grant number.
Yeah.
Or it's back to McConaughey's back catalogue.
Matthew McConaughey. Okay. Who Richard Marsden was defending.
He was too.
In the office this morning.
Well.
Based on what? I said he was I said maybe not a fan. You said.
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, everyone's good. Well, even Ben Affleck is good.
True.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a free pass because of Dazed and Confused, which is a great film. After that, but...
Newton Boys?
I know, but I'm partial to any man who's been arrested naked playing bongos in his apartment at 3 a.m. That's pretty...
Failure to launch?
Failure to launch. Although
How to
fine.
Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
He was defending that one this morning.
No.
It's a bit of a sleeper DVD hit amongst
You're
the ladies.
You're kidding me.
No.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
They always come back to that film. It's good supporting cast as well, Jason Goldberg.
Gosh.
But... I like
Jason Goldberg?
Yeah, who is that?
Isn't he the one who was in Saving Private Ryan? And he was also in Days of Confused. The sassy
who's going to do the thing.
Yeah.
Ambitious guy.
Yeah.
He is quite good.
Yeah, he's great.
Matt's up. Matt's like, he's into dudes, surely.
I'm not sure about that, but he's got a very...
okay.
He's got a Texan genteel sort of gentleman.
He's into dudes.
But every shot you see of him, he's running shirtless with a dude.
But he's pretending not to be. You're saying he's Lavender.
He might be.
Is he Lavender?
He might be.
Hello to anyone in a Lavender marriage. We should be wishing them a happy Valentine's
Another
Day.
Strong year from all of you. Keeping it under wraps. Top job. Richard, name a couple.
I don't care.
Don't get me.
We were ranking our favourite fake show business marriages in the office this morning. Would have been a great segment, but we can't really do
it
on here.
The legal bills.
But you're talking great marriages. I love how, and Richard flagged this the other day before it happened, and he was right. The women's mags are making a sad and tatty attempt to turn Anna Nicole Smith into the new Princess Di.
Oh.
Memorial issues with the birth and death dates at the top of the page. And they're celebrating the marriages. of Anna Nicole Smith.
How many did she clock up?
Well, there were three, but the first two, could you get a bigger contrast? There she's wedding number one, aged about 12, married to someone she's met at Jim's Crispy Fried Chicken. And, of course, his name inevitably is Billy Wayne Smith.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it's I love a wedding photo where the groom is sporting an embarrassing teenage moustache.
And acne.
And then...
And his dad's polo shirt.
For total contrast.
And a newborn.
Shortly later, she married this bloke, 63 years, her senior.
That was amazing. Who he met, who she met while she was stripping, exotic dancing at a club.
At a cemetery, I'm guessing. You are joking. That guy was in a strip club.
I'd forgotten how youthful and handsome he was.
Oh, look, that's not, we shouldn't be laughing. I feel terrible, but...
It's the grin. It's always the grin. It's always the grin that gets me. He's like his insane grin and both of his hands in his lap.
Okay. The cat that got the cream.
We are looking for today. We've gotten so off subject. How did you get out of Valentine's Day trouble? Is that what it is today? Yeah,
that'll do.
Is it specific enough? I'm worried that no one will call.
We'll soon find out.
Okay, the number is 133353. Oh, let's jet rip it up. Here, get this around
fast
the nation.
Fast ones work well for our show.
We like a bit of fast gear on this show. It makes up for our waffle.
Nice.
And, of course, it's Valentine's Day.
Ooh, yeah.
Here, get this. Who forgot? Who forgot it was and is now having to get out of trouble? Ed Cavalli.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
What happened?
Well, it was my boyfriend for... He was my boyfriend for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, he forgot about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second year, he broke up with me the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Do you think that was that deliberate, do you think?
I think so, because he tried to get back with me about a week later.
Oh! He's just avoided it.
Yeah.
And you've been together ever since?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, okay, Laura, I hope you have a nice day.
Forgot it the first year.
Yeah.
And then went, oh, it's coming up. Mm. Oh.
I could buy her something. I could go and get. I could get a card, or I could go through the emotional strain of breaking up with her.
Yeah, that emotional strain. The go away. It's the best. I think it is.
Save the $350. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. What happened?
Well, my husband will do anything to get out of Valentine's Day. He's gone and got himself a very bad viral infection, and I've been at the emergency department since 12:30 this morning.
Oh, you've been at the. You there now at the emergency department?
No, I've just picked him up and dropped him back at home, and I'm out now.
Right.
Enjoying the rest of my day.
Well, he's still got time. I mean, he's out now. He's out of emergency now. He's still got, you know, 10, 12 hours to go and do something.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Surely he could construct a present from available elements around the house.
He's not that good.
You know, a scrapbook, a potpourri, or something like that.
He could write a poem. He could...
A poem's good.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to... Okay, do you want to hear some romantic poetry?
I would love to.
Right. You know, we haven't got a poem for you, I'm afraid. But, yeah, I think we've got something by Carl Stefanovic on this morning show. Actually read out a love poem to his boss. Do you want to hear that, Melanie?
That would be lovely.
This is to Eddie Maguire, to the guy with the cutest dimples. Quiz show king of kings, to the guy who runs football clubs, Network 9 and other things. To the guy who is our TV prince, why? I could eat you up on toast. To the guy whose face is everywhere, you're still the one. And I love the most.
For a cyborg, he's very romantic.
He is. Not a worry, though.
Not very appropriate for you, I'm afraid, Melanie, but it's more than your husband's done.
But thank you, Melanie. Hello, Rod. What's going on, bro? What did you do?
I just want to start by saying I wasn't dating Laura, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says you.
I actually, my relationship was coming to a close, and so it was a case of do I sort of go through Valentine's Day or... break it off now. And
what'd you do?
I broke it off.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, how's that $350? The card money you saved in your pocket, feeling good?
Nah, look, my friend said, you know, if you don't, so you go through the Valentine's Day, she'll think it's a bit hollow.
That's true. Yeah. That's so true.
This
Rod.
Is sort of like how Tom Cruise broke up with Nicole Kidman, like 5 minutes before the 10-year...
Quickly.
The new check was due.
The new check was due. The check was going to clear. Hey, so, Rod, you're swinging single now. Is that what's going on?
No. This Valentine's Day, my girlfriend's actually working in Dubai, so I get out of it again.
You are a genius. Brilliant.
Rod.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. Touche, young man. Hello, Andrew.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good. What did you do?
I'd like to start by saying that I really wanted to enter into this event, you know, with a present.
Yes.
But I'm a bit of a geek, and I ordered it on the internet, and I didn't know it was going to arrive.
Oh, now, what did you actually order? A life-size replica of Count Dooku's device from the second Star Wars film?
No, the MP3 playing iPod.
Oh, okay.
The MP3 dirty. Playing lightsaber, the one that you can get there. No,
oh,
no,
the
seriously.
Flamesaber.
Yeah, no, I went to this site called Moo.com, and they're like photos and stuff, and I thought, that's great, chicks love pictures. And
they sure do.
The research took about 2 seconds. Yeah. And so I ordered that, and went, that's fantastic, but it's coming from the UK, and it wasn't going to arrive, so I needed to bail. So I started to talk about the ethics of the day. And the whole commercialism thing and how it's really quite wrong to hand it to them.
Yeah, right. And did she go with that?
Well, we're actually... I was coming back from basketball and the Spoon Man was talking about it and I was listening to him go, oh, he's so right.
Right, so you're able to cite the Spoon Man as backing you up.
Well, absolutely. I was listening to his argument and, yeah, and he was going, oh, it's all about, you know, the commercialism of the day, the Hallmark cards, and you should listen to that man, honey, because he's really, really on the ball there.
And what was her response?
Where's me bloody chocolate?
I like pictures, so I want one.
Favorite MP3 player.
Yeah, maybe you could date the Spoon Man then.
Oh, that'd be nice.
If you're so on with him.
That's everyone. Thank
that
you all.
That is such a romantic episode, I get this.
Delightful.
Wasn't as bad as I'd hoped.
No.
I was hoping for real, like, you know, faking illness.
We've got
leaving
another.
The country, that kind of thing. You
Don't
know, people
forget,
just kind of break up with each other.
We have a second hour now.
Oh, yeah, right. Great.
There's more Valentine's ugly.
Looking forward to it.
There's stuff to come. Valentine's Day wise. George McEncrow,
our Brisbane office,
is going to be here telling us what's going on up north.
Great.
And that's after the news.
Get this.
Totally unacceptable. It's putting lives at risk. They must stop it.
Brought to you by Thomas and Robert Goss of Penrith.
What I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna. It's Valentine's Day still. Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna. And it's the second hour of Get This. George McEncrow from our Brisbane office is here.
Yo.
Oh, my own round of applause. I don't get that very often.
It's the special one.
Pleasure to be here.
What's going on in Queensland that we haven't been covering properly?
What isn't going on in Queensland? It's all going off. For me, for us tonight, we've got Tradie for a Lady tonight.
Oh, Tradie for a Lady. This is the kind of
idea.
This is what real programmers do, isn't
it? It's a really good idea.
Well, it had an organic beginning. That's and hopefully an orgasmic conclusion.
Ow!
Hello. No. We had a girl ring us last year in about September saying, I'm looking for a tradie.
Yeah.
We said, go to car parks, look for you. It's standard approach.
Good idea.
But we had to get a bit more scientific than that. So we set her up with 10 blokes. She chose one. And lo and behold, they're still together.
Is that right?
Kelly and Nick, God bless them.
And what are we working on, Richard?
Nerds for a Bird.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a different station
That's
event.
A harder barrow to push, I've got to say.
It's just really be Richard and Ed in the room with one loose woman.
Wild.
It's all coming up in this hour of Get This. And that's the Chili Peppers. You're listening to Get This.
Wreaking havoc, disrupting tourists, city workers and sports stars alike.
On Triple M around the nation, a round of applause again for George McEncrow. Right.
Oh, two rounds of applause.
From our Brisbane office.
It's my Valentine's Day. Done now. I'm all loved up.
What's going on up there at the moment?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. The Tradie for a Lady thing is big tonight, and we've had some.
Now,
you are so excited about it, aren't
look,
you?
Because we all know what it's really about.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Come on.
What?
Look, it's just, you know, let's go and, you know, get it on.
You've gone all glazed.
It's not about people trying to find, like, boyfriends and girlfriends.
I think it might be.
It's not.
Tradies are now very desirable. I mean,
well, they're
rich,
are.
They
make heaps of money. They're muscly, they're cut.
See, now you're getting all glazed, Richard, and I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable.
What were you saying? Like, they're the new surgeons off air?
Yeah, no, they are the new surgeons. That's what they're told. They're now being pushed on young women as the new husband to have.
So
a skill. I'd like that in a husband.
But I'm an actor. Rich is a panel operator. Tone reads magazines.
Are we
tradesmen?
No. But we did.
I'm a tradesman.
I'm willing to drop the pants a few inches.
I'm wearing a nail.
Make me a surgeon.
Richard is the closest thing to a skilled unit.
And I am wearing a nail belt.
You are at the moment. That's just for no
good. But hang on a sec, so I don't count. Actors don't count.
Nothing to offer.
Oh.
Go out and act me a new shed. See, no use. toilet's leaking. Can you act like it's not?
Yes. Yeah.
See?
Okay.
No help.
So this is a promotion. It's going on Triple M Brisbane. Mm. It's happening tonight. How are the tradies located? I mean, how'd you find them?
Well, we put out a call, but we have had a bit of argy-bargy over what qualifies as a trade. We've had some people like bookbinders, for example.
I would count.
Saying I'm a trade. Butchers.
Yeah. They count, don't they?
Garbos. Well, butchers, sure, because they've done an apprenticeship. Hairdressers, not quite the buff, thing that we were hoping for.
Hairdressers don't count.
They do. They're a trade. But,
you're not inviting them.
No, they're welcome to come, but they will probably be beaten to death by the other tradesmen at some stage.
What about that?
Good night. It was a good night.
International.
Didn't meet any girls, but I bashed a hairdresser. Good night.
No, I'm joking. There won't be any of that sort of
international
thing.
Con man. Is that a trade?
It should
could
be.
Could Peter Foster get along in the derbs?
No. Olivia Newton-John's man could possibly roll up.
Score. Well, good luck to everyone that's going.
Yeah.
I hope you score.
It's
they will
better.
Be scoring. I've got a job in the toilet.
You just said it.
They will be scoring. We hope that they do. We want love to be made.
Wow.
And then they can ring us up and they can discuss their
play
dates
the
on
tape.
Air tomorrow.
So what are you in the toilets?
I'm in the toilets listening to girls, hopefully not being sick, talking to them about, getting the inside word.
And then you relaying it to the tradies?
No, I'll be playing it on air.
Oh, right.
So it won't be secret for long.
It's better than anything we've come up with this year.
Do they, hang on, one more question. Mm. Yeah. Do they come dressed as the trade, like do they come straight in there straight from work gear, belts and all?
I don't think so, but it might be a bit of a tip, actually.
Might have to wash the Rip Curl t-shirt.
You might get the salt out of your hair.
What have we got, Richard? What have we, is it the table tennis tournament coming back? It's not really romantic. Well, Ed thinks it is.
Does Matt Dower count? He made that. Is he a tradesman?
That is very cool.
Well, we're on the wrong track with the Bronski beat.
Our man, Matt Dower on the Pots and Pans. He's as Queensland as. He's from Gympie.
He's from Gympie.
He was the radio king of Gympie for several years.
Out of his bedroom.
In his own mind, at least. What do we need to know about Gympie? Have we got anything?
It's a growing suburb. They've now got a film festival that goes on in Gympie. Gympie film?
Right.
I think so. Maybe I just made that up. That happens sometimes.
Bring out the Gympie. Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Yeah.
No, we got it.
You've stalled the atmosphere. I think it's time for a song. And we'll be back to redistribute the romance in just a few moments. That'd be mental as anything. It's Get This Around the Nation, Triple M. Triple M in Brisbane, of course, where George McEncrow works. She's with us today.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
What was the segment you were telling us about off here? Bogan Sounding Official.
Bogan Sounding Official. We had it on our whiteboard for a very long time.
Do you have a whiteboard?
Well, we have bits of butcher paper, when we break into buzz groups.
Buzz groups,
wow.
When we blue sky something.
Well, outside for our studio, you can see that there's a whole pineapple and sandwiches kind of thrown around it because some of the sales team are having an ideas igniter.
That's
the new
marvellous.
One.
Is that before the ideas shower? Or is that after the insight mining?
No. It's after because ideas igniter. Everyone's on an eye. It's got ideas flame.
Right.
They need an idea shower just to cool them back up.
And when does the fine storm kick in? Because that's something else they have here.
I think it sounds dangerous. Yeah, no. I think that's daily.
Safety officers in the boardroom.
I mean, the amount of ideas that come flying out of this place. That's how you can tell how many. Good ideas.
Someone's on fire right now. Yeah.
We have got
roll them around.
So many ideas. Caporal, isn't that? That'll take off in Queensland.
Caporal.
People would love to wear a cape to work, wouldn't they, for a month?
For the whole of April?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I can't believe it hasn't happened before.
But we haven't got anything as good as Bogan Sounding Official. Please, tell us what that is.
Well, I mean, we had a great example last night from Jodie Power's mum, who was... Have we got some audio of that? Because that was where it stemmed from.
Here we go.
Now, Mercedes Corby has volunteered to sit a lie detector test. What do you make of that?
Bring it on, Mercedes, because you won't pass. You wouldn't know how to lie straight in bed. Don't know if you want to print that, Anna.
Yes. See, because she knows about the ins and outs of journalism and liability, and she's been on the phone to us. So she thought, I just want to give you the option of cutting that out, Anna. But it isn't a print medium, unfortunately. But she sounds very official. But we had some great callers. We had somebody who'd overheard, this was sort of rich Bogans outside a private girls' school, where one said, I want to get that teacher and grab him by the Jaguar. Instead of the jugular, which was kind of nice.
But I have to say, we all do a bit of that on this show. Yesterday, or was it the day before, I was referring to Tartier Control toothpaste. Then Ed Cavalier was talking about the death nail.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then yesterday, what were you saying?
I was saying that you conjugate a marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I got conjugal and consummate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a fine old time when nerds are looking down on bogans. That's all I can say. Yeah. Gee.
You got a picture of a cape there, Tone.
Yes, this is a fancy sort of artistic cape that's...
Not everyone can do cape, but I think you could do that.
Yeah,
that's... Is Fashion Week on board?
Yeah, that's...
Has Morrissey got on board?
Right, well, they've obviously decided... After our lead has been taken to go with capes. Yeah. And that's a,
yet
I don't
again.
Know, that's a red cape. That kind of looks like the one that dwarf was wearing in that Venice film with Don't Look Now with Donald Sutherland. That's just a creepy cape look.
It is.
Yeah, like a Red Riding Hood arrangement.
Good for people with no legs.
We're back on nerd ground. Have you noticed that?
No, I have
you
noticed
lost me then.
Jodie Powers, mum, what was going on with the nose? Is that just a warning not to take her on? Don't mess with me. Check this out. Chinatown.
I wouldn't take on any of those mums. They're the scariest mothers of all time.
That Mercedes Corby had a cheek. I love that. She had a cheek.
They didn't bother to give her the treatment, though. The girl who was on.
Yeah.
Everyone who goes on Today Tonight normally gets like the dolled up, you know, like they get their hair done and everything like that. It looked like they just made her run around the oval a few times
they
and
did.
Then sat her down.
Because they want the host to look the prettiest, you see.
Is that what they do?
Yeah,
is that what it's about?
Yeah.
So many tricks of the trade we've yet to
I don't know if I can believe that show anymore.
All ugly girls know that trick.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We know. We're in a society.
Who told us that one the other day? Was it you, Richard Marsden? If you're being photographed for the paper.
Oh, yeah.
Stand on the left of the
side.
Photograph.
Mm. Oh.
So when they in the snapperazzi column, your name is first.
Really?
Isn't that a good one?
But what sort of a desperate loser figured that out?
Tara Moss. One of my friends.
Oh, sorry.
One of my good mates. He's got this other technique that he has his regular face.
Yes.
And then he has his here come the snapperazzi face, and he's worked out the precise angle and the tilt of his chin and the look in his eye to make him look the best.
What a contribution to mankind.
It's unbelievable.
He'll die a happy man.
I saw a great... Did you see the photo on the weekend of Ian Thorpe with the hard hat on a building site?
Oh.
It looked like a fashion shoot on a building site.
Yeah.
Was he glistening?
He had the hard hat on a jaunty angle.
There's your tradie for a lady.
Rakish. Yes.
All right.
I was a man's man. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know whether we've brought romance back to the airwaves. Let's have another crack at that next. The Grammy-winning sounds of Wolf Mother, Joker and the Thief. Here, get this on Triple M around the nation.
Another Grammy went to the Black Eyed Peas' My Humps.
Really?
Across that?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You'll
that
be taking
down
on.
The value of a Grammy, doesn't it?
Big time.
Next year it'll be Ed Cavalli with his power ballad.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to get those lyrics together. Dave Graney has sent in some lyrics.
I'm not saying them until I get the pronunciation right.
Really?
Do you want to workshop something after the show?
Because you don't want to cock that up. Because Dave will have put some effort into that.
You know what it is?
I don't know what the second word is.
You don't know what the tune is the real problem.
Okay, there's your first problem.
The second word is
I don't know what...
I aspired.
Okay, fine. Yep.
Aspired. Aspired is a word. Yeah. We'll have that up and running tomorrow.
Good
definitely.
Thing you're pretty, Ed.
We've got to get there.
what are you saying?
The head of our guitar department needs to be called in. Bill Miller, we'll have to get him on the case. He'll come up with a tune for our power ballad. Then you can start pasting on them lyrics.
Great.
Thank you, Dave, for sending them in. George is here. George McEncrow from our Queensland office.
Mm.
I just want to pop down the other end of the country for the moment. This is a story on the news last night from Melbourne about a car accident. Nobody was hurt, but have a listen.
Two men have refused to take preliminary breath tests after a car they were travelling in struck a railway bridge in Newport. A section of the concrete wall was shunted out of place by the impact of the collision. Neither of the men, one from Fitzroy and the other from Richmond, was injured in the crash. Both deny being the driver.
Oh, how's that?
He did it.
Isn't that? That's like a Tobias Wolff short story waiting to be written. What happened? Are they really good friends? And then they crash into that concrete wall? And what is the conversation where they decide, no, I'm not the driver and neither are you?
Yeah.
Maybe they can't remember.
Maybe they were both asleep in the back, and the actual drivers jumped out some suburbs earlier. And they
Peter
just
Foster
took off and sent them careening into.
You know what? This is what Tony's got it. This is what's happened. Foster's in the front driving in the derbs. He's got to a bridge, and just out of instinct, he's jumped off.
So technically, they're right. Neither of them is the driver.
No.
I would just love to know. I'd love to follow that up. That's a great story. Neither driver.
Has Foster been approached for our Birdman rally? maybe we change it to a Derps Man rally, right?
Yeah, because the gay Mardi Gras Birdman rally idea doesn't... I don't quite know that people want to drive their floats into the ocean. That's the problem with that concept.
All right. How's all that work?
How's about this Derps Man rally, the Peter Foster Memorial Derps Man rally? Anyone you want in the Derps jumping off a bridge.
Wonderful.
It's perfect.
Will anyone achieve distance, do you think? Can you,
you
have a
cops
hang
chasing
them? Oh, you have cops yeah, you've chase got them. Do the cops jump in as well?
Yeah, the cops are trying to get you. Oh, no, okay. The cops chase you down the bridge. If they get you before you get off the edge, you don't get to jump. And if you make it off the edge,
then you
you're
get
a winner.
Jump.
You're a Foster.
Love it.
Up in the Queensland office. Rex is just
winner.
Tearing up tradie for a lady. I can't top that one. The guys in their underpants. What else is going in Queensland that perhaps we haven't been turning the spotlight on? You've lost that bloke whose name we love, Springborg.
I know. It's a shame. We've got Messenger instead.
It's not as much fun to say as Springborg.
No, yeah. But it is good for players like, you know, don't shoot the messenger and stuff.
When
it comes, you know.
For headlines.
Headline writers are happy.
The sub-editors are licking their chops all around Queensland. Yeah. No, that's good. They had a bit of a biffo the other day, he and Pete. It was unpleasant.
An actual fight?
No, well, no. But name-calling. And he likened Peter Beattie to a prostitute and then got up the next day and gave...
Anyway, likened.
Oh, likened. Oh,
drew it. Drew
yeah,
a,
mate, if
a
you
similarity.
Just be more like a prostitute, I think we'd all be happy.
But then he got up to do one of his apologies the next day because he had to apologise to the house and then said... And so it looked like one of those fake apologies, you know, I'm sorry to hear that you're such a loser, one of those. I would like to apologise with all these comments that I made and especially to the prostitutes of Queensland.
Oh,
I got one in!
Hey.
Great.
Oh, mate, for him. Beattie's my favourite premier.
He's kind of cute.
Really?
Well, you want to get his little cheeks and give him a bit
of a
squirt.
He's all teeth and hat.
Yes.
That's what I like about him.
Cabbage Patch-esque.
He's lovely.
Yes, sweet.
This show is all teeth and hat today.
Okay.
Sweetie Petey Beattie. What he's doing today.
We're still not back on romance. We keep promising it. We keep sizzling romance. Very little evidence of it.
Well, what are we doing?
We're going to go to a break, and when we come back,
wow.
Everyone's getting loved up.
Get this.
Spoon Behaviour.
Brought to you by Snake, Squirrel, Bear and Mouse, the children of Dez from the other day.
Triple M. Oh, look, it's so romantic here in Triple M today. Get this around the nation.
I'm blushing.
Richard Marsland is desperately scrambling to find some romantic music. Beautiful.
There it is.
Lovely. George McEncrow from our Brisbane office is here. And what are we talking about? Online dating disasters, Ed. What were you thinking? Brings this on. Have you had one?
No, but I know people who have.
Right.
They signed up to a dating service and then realised got jack of it because they just kept... They all right, how to put this? Then they found another one that was pretty much just sex and they went to that one instead.
Right.
So the disaster they were having initially was they kept going on dates with people that wanted relationships.
Oh,
and they said that... They felt that was unfair.
It's a sticky business.
They felt that was really unfair. An unfair thing to do. To email and then meet up and then what? We go out? Doesn't make any sense.
Have you been involved in an online dating disaster, George?
No, I met my husband when I was 14. I've had no dating experience at all.
Okay. Well, but you know something interesting about Valentine's Day, you were claiming.
I certainly do. Well, I was doing a bit of research today for the show, pretending to be a professional. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you won't catch on anywhere
else. Very good.
Big in Brisbane. And I found out that, like all the good feasts, we borrowed this from a Roman pagan festival, and it was the feast of Lupercalia. And if you didn't envy the Romans enough with their aqueducts and their fancy other stuff,
sandals,
get this: it used to be a feast day where all the boys would come and draw the name of a woman from a hat of some sort. It was a lottery, and she would be your sexual companion for the whole year.
So it's like an ancient version of version of tradie for a lady.
It is, except that the lady will have some choice. I mean, you wouldn't want to get a dud. Anyway, then the church took it over, of course, as they do, because they sense people having fun. And they said, we're going to put a stop to that. And then you had to draw men and women the name of a saint and emulate them for the rest of the year.
And do what?
It's Lupercalia Day here at Triple M. Going back in time.
Imagine the first year that happened.
Yeah. Alrighty, here we go. It's the pots.
Saint Finbar?
Oh,
do anyone
no.
know her? Is she up for it?
Well, Saint Catherine of Bulgaria, who used to eat the vomit of the lunatics in her asylum. Pox.
Wow.
That's my kind of saint.
Is that why she's a saint?
Yeah, I don't think she had to do much other than that.
That's pretty good. And thousands of years later, what do people do instead? pop down to Video Easy to rent Failure to Launch. Matthew McConaughey.
Richie doesn't have all the copies.
Online dating disasters, Richard.
I remember reading about one about 2 years ago. It was in France, and a guy was online chatting to this woman for ages, didn't actually trade, you know, photographs of each other. And they said, let's meet on this beach at midnight. Very romantic. And got there, and it was his mum.
Oh, yes.
No.
That's true. It was like it was in the news.
And?
Pina colada.
Obviously, they hit it off. Pina coladas. Everybody
getting caught
now.
In the rain, except you're my mum.
There we go. Well,
not into yoga. I'm into Freud.
That's a hard one to top. Most. I mean, I haven't had any internet romance. Most of the emails I receive are headed Real Making Gold Opportunity Authentic and seem to come from the people at West Excelsior Enterprises. They've got so much gold.
Oh, so much. God, I don't know what to do with it.
I am, and I didn't realise I was a member of the Nigerian royal family, but apparently I am.
Congratulations.
Call us with your online dating disaster. Or someone else's if you've heard about it.
Yeah, yeah,
that'll do.
Drop people in. If you've got friends, ring up, name them.
The number, Ed?
133353.
That'll do. Oh, there's Smash Mouth. Here at Get This on Valentine's Day, where George McEncrow from our Brisbane office is here, and we're talking online dating disasters. Who's had one, Ed?
Hi, Mick.
How you going?
Good, mate. What happened?
I ended up on that don'tdatehimgirl.com site.
Oh, no. Oh, you just ended up?
Oh.
Ended up on there, and the current affair contacted me, wanted to do a story on it.
Yeah?
What did you do?
I didn't go out with this girl for like 6 months, and I figured it was her, so I tried to contact her.
Yeah.
She didn't say yes or no, but then she got her boyfriend to ring up to give me a death threat.
Oh, no. Dear, that's a bit extreme.
And he said, I thought I'm a comedian, so I thought I'd play it pretty funny. And he sort of said, you won't see me coming. And I went, you sound pretty fat. I reckon I'll hear you coming.
Right. how did it work out?
I haven't seen her since, but she tried to make up all these stories, but I didn't do anything actually. But
I always find romance is going well when current affair contact.
Yeah, that's
a good sign.
Propose to that woman.
Hideous guy either, so I thought it'd be a joke to go on a current affair, but no one sort of got the joke.
No, they don't. All the humour goes.
Yeah, they often don't on that show.
Not big on the laugh, Tracy Grimjaw.
Thank you, Mick. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Really good. What happened?
Mine's a bit of a tragic sort of story.
Good.
My mum met her current husband over the internet,
yeah.
And she was 42 at the time. He was 23.
Ooh.
Oh.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay.
And when you say current, how many have there been?
She's only been married twice.
Oh, okay.
She's still married to him. Anyway, what happened was he ended up coming out here. They got married.
Where? Coming out here from where?
From America. Then he had to go back because of family reasons.
Yeah.
And she followed him a couple years. Oh, no, it would have been about a year and a half later.
Yeah.
And when she got there, found that he had a girlfriend.
Oh.
That was the family problem.
Yeah, oh, no, boo. It wasn't actually. But, it was kind of just a bit of a sting in the ass for her, really.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing was, around about 2 years ago, New Year's Eve, I got a phone call from my mum saying, oh, guess what, I've got a boyfriend. And I've gone, okay. Turns out she met this guy on a Wednesday over the internet, rung him up that night, moved in with him about 2 days later, and they've been together ever since.
Oh, that's nice.
The wonderful world of the internet.
Yeah, she's gone the full spectrum. So, she's had that.
I might have got this wrong, but are you saying that at one point your dad or your new dad was only... So he was 23 and you were 21?
No. I was probably about 14, 15 at the time.
Oh, okay. That would have been odd.
Yeah, that would be very odd.
It was already odd anyway. I mean, he was closer to my age than what he was to her age.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. If he ever breaks up with that girl in America, maybe you could hook up with him.
Oh, okay. God,
no. Now that's odd and ugly.
Never mind, all right.
Bringing hearts together.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Good, how are you?
What happened?
I was actually talking to this guy, and I'd been speaking to him for about 3 weeks. And I'm 6 foot tall, and one of my things was you have to be taller than me.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, I'm taller than you. We exchanged photos, and everything was all good. And then the day we met up, I met him at one of the pubs down in Wollongong, and he was totally, totally opposite to his picture. He came up to my boobs. They're like, he was just tiny.
Oh. I can have its advantages. That's not to be
sniffed at. Amanda, what did he think? Like, how did he think he was going to get away with it? Like a large hat?
That's what I thought. I thought, you can't lie about your height. I'm
going to
find out.
Maybe a pair of Milo tin stilts concealed behind some flared pants. What's that clicking sound?
Another one of his friends that he was coming, you know, sitting on the shoulders of with a huge coat.
Oh, he thought his witty conversation might get him over the line. That's no what dice. He thought.
No hey, man, Amanda.
Yep.
You're tall, right?
Yep.
Do you when you see tall men with quite like shortish women, do you feel like that's unfair that the tall guys should go for the tall girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right. Just not fair. It's hard enough to find a tall guy as it is.
If somebody wants to date you, do you have one of those things like at the swimming pool? you can't come in unless you're over this.
Overly tight, like at the McDonald's playground.
Yeah, that's the go.
There we go. Best of luck, Amanda. Hello, Nathan. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks. What happened?
Well, one of my mates who, let's just call him Patrick.
Okay.
Was talking to this girl for maybe, 3 weeks on the internet, MSN or something. And they met up, they got along fine, they were going out with each other for maybe 3 months. Mm. They consummated their relationship, I may say, and 3 weeks later found out they were first cousins.
Yes! Oh, that's acceptable in many states, I believe.
That's what we're looking for.
So did they break up? That's the important question.
Well, they wanted to find out, like, if the families actually knew each other or not before they decided to break up.
Yes.
And they broke up.
Okay. Good work.
They'll always have the memories, though. That is such good news.
And Pop's funeral. That'll go right off.
Let's have a
exactly what we've been... Without saying it, Nathan, that is exactly what I was looking for. So well done.
We need a family reunion so I can meet all my ex-girlfriends. have we got Tia?
Yeah, let's go to Tia. Hi, Tia. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. What happened? Please tell me it's another cousin.
No, it's a little bit different to that. Okay. I'm actually dating someone that I did meet on the net. We've been together for 3 years.
That's nice.
But before I met him, I met another guy that I'd been chatting to for about, 3 or 4 weeks, and he looked all right in his picture. And when I went to meet him, he was 20 years older, a dead ringer for Pee Wee Herman, and wanted a three-way with his wife.
Oh, goodness. I didn't think Pee Wee liked the three-ways.
I don't know, but I got there. I had one glass of wine. They were all over me, and I left in 20 minutes.
They were together.
They were all over you?
So you can...
So his wingman was his wife. That's most unorthodox.
So you can complete the Pee Wee three-way in under 20, you're telling us that?
No, I got out of there before the Pee Wee three-way started.
Okay. Can we top that one in?
Oh, my God. How do you slide that into conversation?
Damien, are you with us by any chance?
Yes, I am.
What happened?
I ended up meeting a chick on the internet and I started talking to her. We got a little further on down the track, like started calling each other.
Yeah.
The day I was supposed to go and meet her, I had a family commitment, so I couldn't go, but I ended up sending 3 of my friends along to meet her instead.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, all 3 of them were with her on the same day.
Whoa!
And you missed
gone,
out.
Man. Yes.
Spewing.
I don't know if I can say missed out because I saw a photo afterwards and it wasn't that much to miss out
on. Damien!
Okay.
It's a lot.
Couldn't will it down to one friend?
Those girls are hard to find.
Quite a schedule. and certainly, what a romantic conclusion.
Yes.
To today's Valentine's.
Romance and love is alive. Romance is alive.
Crack up that music, Richard Barson.
Ah.
If you've had a disturbing internet three-way, this is the program to call. There's more to come. I'll get this.
Oh, your cousin. Great.
That's the fray. Wind it up, fellas. How to save a life. Get this on Triple M. George McEncroe has sat in for the whole hour.
And I've loved every minute of it.
Are you into the podcasting on your show? Do you guys do that?
We do, apparently.
Oh, it's
great. I don't know how to do it, but I'm not very good at that stuff.
The breakfast shows do lots of little ones.
Yes.
3 bite-sized. We go the opposite end of the pool. The big-ass 40-minute best-of. There's 4 of them already up on the site this year.
Great. Wow.
New one? Is there a new one? No.
Could be a new one tomorrow. Not sure.
Okay.
See how mad he is on the pots. But, we've been canvassing our audience, getting ideas for new segments and things. And the trouble is whenever we canvass them for ideas, so many people want to talk about, big issues as well.
Yes.
Not just this show. The soft drinks in our school menace, for some reason, just always comes
up.
Here's what happened when we were fielding calls and recordings and letters and shout-outs the other day.
Get this on Triple M. Oh, is that with Tony Martin? And who's the other one? Chuck? No, not Chuck. I'm sorry. I was thinking of
Countdown Revolution, circa 1989. I don't know what came over me. I'm terribly sorry. No, it's Ed Cavalier, isn't it? Yes, no, I enjoy his work on the commercial breaks with the unusual helmet of hair. Yes, it's idiotic, but nonetheless, I'm sure it's shifting poultry.
Do get this. I hope you're intending to do a lot more segments about the dangers of soft drinks in our schools.
Yeah, soft drinks. You've seen the bloody news that there's kiddies everywhere just getting really obese because of the soft drink menace. Let's not, deny we're turning into a nation of f***ing boombas, and unless somebody comes down hard on soft drinks and people who peddle them, I don't think we're going to get anywhere as a nation, and I think we can say goodbye to, green and gold. Yes, look, I'm quite happy with the program by and large. I think that Nick Hershaw thing went on a bit, but, there could possibly be more emphasis on brevity. I think that might do them well.
You know, before long you'll have to be, feeding them with a bit of sandwich on the end of a stick or something, craning them to school.
They might want to think perhaps about maybe a few 100,000 less nicknames for Richard Marsland. I think leave the poor man alone. He's got his own problems to deal with, clearly. In other areas of his life, I think that's fairly apparent from his interjections from time to time, which seem of a dubious nature, I must say. There seems to be a veiled reference from time to time to some sort of girlfriend. I'm suspecting a cardboard cutout or perhaps a ghost.
Before you know it, you've got a nation of diabetics on your hands, people warbling up the street being filmed by current affairs programs from the neck down for a montage of diabetic statistics. It's a burgeoning industry, and it all goes back to soft drinks in schools.
Ed Cavalier seems obsessed with eating and admitted to your golf for some reason. I think that's odd. Tony Martin persists with his limited range of impressions, including old people complaining. That sort of must have been 1997 for my liking.
Hello, get this. This is David Bowie calling to say, like some cat from Japan.
There's a lot of alarmist talk given, but where there's a certain amount of truth, there's smoke. Where there's soft drinks, there's fire. Oh, I've hurt my head.
Sorry, I have no idea what David Bowie is doing at that montage.
More of that.
It was very back.
George, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
hello.
For having me.
Hello to everyone who works on the Fine Breakfast program in Brisbane.
Guys.
Skippo and the team.
Brilliant, brilliant men.
Good luck to everyone at Tradie for a Lady tonight.
Oh, we should. If you can't score there tonight, forget about it.
Look, we're being honest now. That's what it's about.
Yes, picking
it's about
up.
Trying to get some action.
I know it. I want
best
to
best of luck. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Our key phrase today, I think it was courtesy of Carl Stefanovic.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too. Love, Muffin Richard.
We'll be back tomorrow with my sister and her string quartet. She's going to play all the songs live tomorrow.
Woo!
That's not true. They're panicking in the music department. It's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.
Now it's all out and you know.